1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. People in Uvalde, Texas are ready to come together to remember the 19 children and two teachers killed in a mass shooting at Robb Elementary School 1 year ago today.
I'm Chris Fox in Uvalde, Texas, where the victims' families and survivors of the school shooting will have to relive the worst day of their lives.
It's going to be overwhelming. Very sad. We are going to have deja vu.
Berlinda Areola lost her 10-year-old granddaughter, Emery Jo Garza. Mercedes Salas taught fourth grade at Robb Elementary in a classroom across the hallway from the massacre.
Every day I wake up thinking of them. I pray for them.
Manuel Rizzo lost a niece. He spent Tuesday at the state capitol fighting for gun reform.
Our justice is to make changes at all levels to prevent another Uvalde.
The new school superintendent says the district's poured millions of dollars into better security, including fencing and cameras. In Bowie County, Texas, police say an 18-year-old suspect is in custody after four people were killed in a home in Nash during an hours-long standoff with officers. Officials say all of the victims and the suspect were related. They're looking into a motive. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will make it official today and announce his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. CBS's Robert Costa says Elon Musk will host him on Twitter.
It's not clear, however, whether Musk will explicitly endorse DeSantis during this event. Meanwhile, a Trump advisor tells CBS News that by going on Twitter for his launch, DeSantis is showing he doesn't want to interact with people.
In Washington, talks between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to prevent a government default June 1st appear to be stalled. Correspondent Weijia Jiang from the White House.
A source familiar with the negotiations tells CBS News that while McCarthy claims he wants to negotiate and reduce the deficit, his actions show otherwise, pointing to McCarthy's comments that the only concession he's willing to make is to prevent default.
Last night, lawmakers in South Carolina passed a six-week abortion ban. Republican State Senator Shane Massey predicts
there's going to be a court challenge, and we've tried very hard to put language in this legislation that responds to the justice's concerns.
The governor has promised to sign the new law as soon as possible. Cash is becoming king again among younger people.
Here's a 20. Keep the change.
A new survey from Credit Karma shows 69% of Gen Zers use cash more now than they did a year ago. One financial influencer says it helps 20 and 30-somethings realize just how much they're actually spending as they struggle to get a grasp on their finances. S&P futures are down 8. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack. So they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy today with highs around 63. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 37. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67. Mainly sunny skies.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information. Good conversation. Unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense from the shores of Lake Wissota, where it's another beautiful day up north on this Wednesday, May 24th, as we creep that much closer to a long and very well-deserved holiday weekend. 54 degrees right now up here on Lake Wissota. Coming up on the show this morning, a global problem with local solutions. The question is can be asked, can local actions help tackle a global problem like a changing climate? The answer is yes. If you were going to do a global problem, it would require somebody with a red cape who could fly around the planet. It's going to be up to all of us at our own local levels to address the issue of a changing climate, mitigating the damages, and stop contributing to the problem. And this week's Climate Check segment shows us how local leaders across Wisconsin are banding together to share ideas and put them into action. We will talk to the first executive director of the Wisconsin Local Government Climate Coalition. Allison Carlson was just named to that post, and she will join Melissa Baldoff as part of our new Wednesday morning Climate Check series. In our second hour this morning, we're going to compare gophers and badgers, not so much from, you know, a zoological standpoint, but from a legislative standpoint. Listen to this list. Paid family leave, medical privacy for women with their reproductive health rights, legal marijuana, transgender rights, gun safety, voting rights, affordable housing, public school support. Absolutely none of these things will be accomplished by the Republicans running the Wisconsin legislature, while Democrats running the Minnesota legislature, with a narrow majority, by the way, have been able to check off everything on their to-do list to one degree or another. And we're going to talk about this in the next hour, not to, you know, belittle our own state, but to tell us what can happen when we all work together. We talked on, it was yesterday, to my colleague from North Carolina about how Wisconsin could go to an even darker place as we see happening in North Carolina right now. So we wanted to show the other side of that equation, the better places that Wisconsin could go to with a little more work, a little more success. It's going to take a bit to overcome gerrymandering. But when you look at where we are now versus where we could be and versus where we could end up, hopefully it'll motivate some more folks to stay engaged, stay involved, bring a friend to the polls next time, and, you know, give ourselves a better tomorrow and give ourselves something more like the adulthood that we thought we signed up for and not the one that we ended up getting, where cartoon villains like Ron DeSantis can run for president and announce on Twitter, of all things. It's something we'll get into as well. On the much happier side, the Milwaukee Brewers, who were winners last night, are going to wrap up their series with the Houston Astros this afternoon. Then the San Francisco Giants come to Milwaukee for a four-game series this weekend. And coming up later this hour, we are going to give away four tickets to Friday night's game against the Giants at American Family Field. So stick around for our history lesson and our music break at 6:50, because somewhere in there as well, we will ask a question, and whoever calls in first with the correct answer at 844-967-2789, who can win Brewers tickets, meaning you haven't won any in the past 30 days, and you can have the tickets emailed to you. You're going to get four great seats to Friday night's game. So stand by for that. Let's see. You can call us with anything else that's on your mind that we talk about today. Again, at the aforementioned 844-967-2789. And that may include, as we go through just various headlines in our next segment here, it may include the debt ceiling and wondering what you think in terms of whether President Biden should at some point pull the plug on the, frankly, the silliness of what Republicans are being asked or asking for in negotiations. And just make clear that the 14th Amendment applies here. Now, of course, there will be blowback. What's your thought? Is it worth it? Is it not worth it in terms of what it might do to the political climate or the markets or what have you? So again, 844-967-2789 would be the number to call for that. Let's see, about 3 hours south of here, in a rapidly emptying Madison studio, we find just a few sparse furnishings left, including Aaron Zommers, who's producing us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Yep, it is emptying faster and faster, and hopefully within the next week or so, I will also be out of here.
Do they come with the U-Haul? Do they just like strap you onto a dolly and then put you on, load you on the truck as well? Or
I'm not sure. We'll see, I guess.
And how else does this work? Because it's a pretty nice building the new studio is going to be in. Do you get like a key or a key card, or do you have to know somebody to get in early in the morning? How's that going to work for you? I'm a little concerned about our first couple of shows there.
Yeah, I hope I get a key.
Me too. Because again, it's going to be a nice facility. That's just, hopefully we don't have too many growing pains as we go about doing it, but we will certainly welcome the upgrade and look forward for folks that watch on video, or we'll just take a video and we'll share that as well and show you our new digs just off Capitol Square in Madison, almost across the street from the state capitol, right at the top of State Street. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we will recap that Brewers-Astros game from last night and look at headlines and your phone calls as well. Coming up next, this is Up North News Radio for a Wednesday.
That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors.
Neighbor. We bleed green and gold. And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
This would be one Robert Allen Zimmerman from Hibbing, Minnesota. You know him better as Bob Dylan, and today is his 82nd birthday, and so we'll hear another clip from him coming up later this hour. And Aaron, I was asking you off air about Bob Dylan, and I think we both kind of come from the same place. I don't know that I was ever familiar with the song Things Have Changed. I believe that's from the year 2000, and I've only heard it in the past couple of years, and I really like it, which is why I picked it for the bumper this time around. So, you know, he is still making some very good music in the 21st century. It's not just a thing from the 1960s, Aaron.
Yeah, that's very true. And a lot of it's really good. I just usually don't seek it out for whatever reason. Although yeah. I definitely have some friends who... will not listen to Bob Dylan because they can't stand his voice. I do not fall in that camp.
No, I mean, look, it's a signature sound. You know, that's one way to look at it. And there are things that have been, you know, that he has done that other people have done differently, and maybe you prefer, you know, something like Blowin' in the Wind or some of the other tunes that he's done. But then you hear some that are just fun, you know. Like a Rolling Stone, Positively 4th Street, you know, for example, you know, Lay Lady Lay is, you know, so different than what he was doing in the 60s compared to his early 70s work. So when you talk about a musician as an artist, somebody who has tackled different sounds over the years, I think that, yeah, there's a reason he's kind of on some people's Mount Rushmore that way. But so we want to play something from, you know, the 2000s, and we'll play one of his classics a little bit later on in this hour as well. All right, let's get to sports at just about 6:18 right now. And the Milwaukee Brewers are winners at home against Houston. Home runs from Joey Weimer and Owen Miller as the Brewers stopped I think it was an 8-game winning streak by the Astros by winning 6-0 last night. Starting pitcher Colin Ray went 5 1/3 innings. He gave up 4 hits, struck out 4 batters, and most importantly, no runs. Then 4 relievers combined to protect the Brewers' 5th shutout of the season. Joey Weimer's 3rd inning solo drive went 430 feet over the left field bullpen, making it the Brewers' 2nd longest home run this season. Brian Anderson hit a 2-run double in the 8th inning, and the two teams will wrap things up this afternoon in Milwaukee. Adrian Hauser will take the mound. You can listen in the Fox Valley on 98.3 Oshkosh Air Support, also at 1100 AM, or News from the Center in Richland Center at 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. And then, as mentioned before, we are going to be giving away.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't
just about the brats.
You know, we have a kids zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Food. It's at the heart of every party, so make it delicious, savory, and local. Two Hearts Wedding and Event Catering will help you craft the perfect meal for the heart of your party. They use locally sourced ingredients and can cater any event, from your 4th of July party to your wedding, even a business luncheon. Two Hearts Wedding and Events Catering operates out of the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids and is open to the public on Bingo Wednesdays and Fish Fry Fridays. Visit their website, twoheartsllc1.com. That's the number one, as in the first place you want to stop to check out Two Hearts LLC.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Made up. It's not real. What's real is the Constitution. What's real is the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which says something along the lines of that the debts of the United States shall not be questioned. In other words, the full faith and credit of the United States government is real. And if the United States government has to create more debt, meaning the bonds that get sold, do you know who's going to buy those, whatever the size of our debt at this point? Everybody. It's still the one place in the world where people go if they're looking to park money someplace in something that is safe, stable, reliable. It doesn't mean it's going to get you monster interest rates, as if you were to, you know, gamble on stocks or sports teams, but it's safe and stable. It won't be if Republicans allow the country to default on that debt. Or should I say, if we allow Republicans to have the country default on that debt, when there is already a mechanism in place that says, this is silly, what are we talking about? If you want to talk about spending cuts, we have a place to do that. It's the federal budget. And if the president wants to, maybe humor isn't the right word, but, you know, engage in contingencies and you know, proposals about limiting spending next year or even cutting spending next year, that's fine. That's fine. Have that discussion about what is going to be in the next budget. But frankly, this is getting old. This is getting to the troubling point for the markets, that we're watching this dithering going on as Republicans hold the economy hostage. And again, they won't put up or compromise a penny of the 2017 tax cuts that primarily benefited the very wealthy. They won't compromise a penny on military spending, which is more than something like the next 9 or 10 countries combined. Don't tell me there's not room for efficiencies in there. And unfortunately, our politics have become toxic to the point where to suggest that the Pentagon should buy not one less fighter jet, but one less box of paper clips, the commercials will start flying that politician so-and-so is against our troops, is against our military, and they've got the money to buy the ads. Trust me. That the defense budget has become such a sacred cow. It is unimaginable that any president would allow for and tolerate any discussion about cutting veterans' health care programs, education, job creation, cracking down on tax cheats, without saying as well, all right, what are you giving up? And that's the thing that's especially tiring here is I'm still waiting for that from Kevin McCarthy and from other Republicans. What are you giving up in this in return for all the punishing cuts that you want to give to regular Americans? What are you willing to do that's going to make you sweat a little bit? I haven't heard a damn thing about that, have you? And so at some point, you'd like to think, and again, I watched a lot of West Wing, so maybe I'm dramatizing things just a little bit in my head, but maybe at some point, you know, President Biden walks into the Oval Office and says, hi guys, hey, this is going to be real short and sweet. You've got 5 minutes to outline what you're giving up in terms of the tax cuts and or the military and or, you know, outsourcing jobs or repatriating funds that are parked on spreadsheets overseas to avoid taxes. And if you don't give me a real plan in 5 minutes, this whole thing is done. And we'll talk about the budget. We can talk about the budget because, you know, the Republicans only control the House. Democrats control the Senate and the White House. And so it's not, there's no my way or the highway on any of this. And yet the national media continues to frame it that way, that if President Biden doesn't play ball and agree to these punishing cuts, then these terrible things are going to happen. No. No, the real scandal here is that a major American party is not only perfectly willing to crash the national economy, but appears to be rooting for it. Because if times are bad over the next 18 months, they believe the voters will take it out on Joe Biden. And I think that's the thing that really people should be more aware of, and not to make them cynical, but there's some very raw politics involved here that we already saw at the state level. We saw throughout the first term of Governor Tony Evers, a Republican-controlled legislature that did everything possible to be confrontational and obstructionist in the hopes that it would undermine him in the eyes of the voters, and that the Republican nominee, who they thought for the first 3.5 years was going to be Rebecca Clefish until it was Tim Michaels, but that either way, if they just stalled and were obstinate long enough, they could win the governor's office. That's exactly the strategy here, is they don't get hurt by a punished economy. They don't get hurt if unemployment benefits are slashed further as a recession kicks more people out of their jobs. But they're helped if a bad economy means that somebody becomes president instead of Joe Biden in 2024. Will it be Ron DeSantis? I don't think I heard any of you out there saying yes. I listened very closely. I didn't hear anybody say yes. The man is going on not just Twitter, but what is it? Twitter Spaces, which is like their audio channel for Twitter. So about 6 people are going to hear, you know, a white supremacist talk to an anti-Semite as DeSantis and Elon Musk kick off a Ron DeSantis presidential campaign. But Republicans are going to put their hopes in somebody. It's either going to be Donald Trump, who found out this week he's going to be in a court on trial next March in the middle of the primaries, or Ron DeSantis or Tim Scott, who just launched his campaign, or Nikki Haley or somebody. And for all of that uncertainty about their nominee, they're still willing to crash the economy to help whoever it is that's running as the nominee in 2024. Melissa Baldoff is in next with our weekly climate check. This is Up North News Radio for a Wednesday.
If you're hanging out in Waukesha,
it's 101.1.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy today with highs around 63. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 37. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday with highs around 72. 76 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Since most of the deaths won't happen in Wisconsin, eye roll inserted here, please. And for the moment, we can even set aside how a legislature can belittle a serious problem and thwart the leadership being provided by a governor. Let's get to that hometown level with Melissa and her guest, Allison Carlson. She's the new leader of a group that helps Wisconsin communities pursue strategies that address the climate and provide some new economic opportunities at the local level. But before we bring in Allison, let's say good morning to Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How about you?
Great, thanks. But, you know, I don't mean to belittle what happens at the state level, because that's where you've spent a lot of valuable time. So first question goes to you, and then we're going to bring in Allison. Can you talk a bit about at the state level in a governor's office, specifically to Governor Evers? Climate is not a throwaway issue. This is something that's important not just to the planet or to a political philosophy, but to a state economy as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. And, you know, I think that's something that's really, you know, an interesting perspective too that Governor Evers has brought to this issue, is he's a former science teacher, as you know. So, you know, this is something he cares about on so many levels, you know, interesting in, you know, how it affects the economy, how we're leaving the world for our kids, how this is affecting our farmers. We know that as the climate changes, it really impacts their ability to, you know, to make a living, to provide the food that we need. It affects tourism. It affects our, you know, conservation heritage, people's ability to hunt and fish. So this is a really big issue. And as you mentioned, kind of at the top here, yes, so much of that great work is being done state, national, internationally, but really, like so many other issues, it all comes down to what's happening in our communities. And local governments really are leading the charge on so much of this work that is happening and on the progress we're making. So, you know, I think it's really wonderful that we've got Allison here with us today to be able to talk a little bit about, you know, what the Wisconsin Local Government Climate Coalition is doing as a whole, and, you know, a little bit about some of what the members are doing and why this is important and why so many local governments said, hey, let's come together and try to make some progress here, because it is an area where they can rely on one another and share best practices. So I think that's, you know, a great opportunity to hear from Allison,
who is going to be the first executive director of the Wisconsin Local Government Climate Coalition. Allison, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get to your experience coming into this, can you tell us just a little bit more about what the Wisconsin Local Government Climate Coalition is all about?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. Wisconsin Local Government Climate Coalition is a group of local governments that have come together. We have about 18 members right now and growing strong, using their collective voice to support policies and outcomes that will advance their climate and clean energy goals and try to break down barriers. They also provide a platform for members to be able to learn from each other and to try to solve problems together. We know local governments are often stretched in terms of resources, in terms of their budgets and staff capacity. So it's really an opportunity for them to be able to have peer-to-peer learning opportunities and rely on each other. They come to it with different levels of expertise, different experiences, and just to be able to kind of raise the baseline for everyone so we all can make progress.
And the thing that's unique about this is that local units of government aren't just bodies that set policy. They're ratepayers. They use a lot of power themselves, don't they?
That's right. Yeah. Yep. They have facilities. They pay energy bills. So they have a lot of work to do within their own facilities and the things that they do. And then also they also serve a population that has energy bills and lots of improvements that they can make to make climate action happen.
So in the description of the group, it talks about you've worked at the Public Service Commission, but in the private sector, you've also led projects to help government entities as they plan, implement, and evaluate programs that can benefit residents and businesses, which leads to this question. What are the kinds of local programs that local units of government are doing or are talking about doing? And having a coalition like this where they can talk to one another can help make those things more successful, more efficient. What kinds of programs are we talking about?
Right. Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we have a diverse set of communities within the Local Government Climate Coalition. We have communities that are larger, like Madison and Milwaukee. We have communities that are mid-sized, like the city of Green Bay, La Crosse. We have Eau Claire. And then we have smaller communities as well, like Baraboo and counties that serve more rural areas, like parts of Eau Claire County. So a lot of different diverse perspectives and experiences that all kind of add to things. communities are doing a lot in terms of climate action. I mean, we have communities that are doing energy efficiency projects, like upgrading their LED lighting in community centers. We have communities that are doing deep energy retrofits, like multifamily low-income property upgrades. Our communities are electrifying their bus fleets and partnering with their utility companies on with focus on energy on installing solar. So there's a wide variety of different actions that they're taking. I think you see communities taking their climate goals and, you know, what actions they can take to make progress on those, and then also pairing it with other needs within the community, like I just mentioned, community centers. So trying to also make an impact on some of those other co-benefits, like bringing down energy costs for residents and making an impact, making housing safer and costs more affordable. So there's a wide variety of things that communities are doing.
That's really great to hear. And, you know, so you mentioned a few of the communities that are part of this coalition. And I'm just curious, you know, about like how much of the state has a stake in this coalition? You know, is this, you know, like a third of the state, a half of the state? Like how much are we talking about?
Sure. Yeah. Like I said, you know, it's growing day by day. A lot of the growth right now really just comes from word of mouth. One local government representative who's a member talking to another saying, hey, you know, I belong to this coalition, you know, allows us to have a collective voice. We're getting benefits out of it, learning from each other. So a lot of it is just kind of spreading like that. Right now, we represent over one third of the citizens of the state. So, and that's just over, you know, a short period of 2 years. I think since I joined the coalition a little under 2 months ago, we've already had two new members that have joined us. I think it's just growing. The word is kind of catching on that there's a benefit here and there's a benefit to communities partnering together on this and really understanding that that local government voice in climate action is really unique and needs to be heard.
I think that's really great to hear. And, you know, I'm also curious, you know, how is the coalition connecting with state government? Is that something that, you know, that you're looking to get into, you know, talking to the PSC or the governor's office? You know, how are you connecting with state lawmakers and policymakers too?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question too, you know, in a lot of different ways. I mean, we are involved with the Public Service Commission and a lot of their dockets and rate cases where we see something that aligns with the policies, the outcomes that our communities want to prioritize. So weighing in on some of those dockets, providing comments or providing letters. We're also partnering with the state and really paying close attention to some of these opportunities that are coming out from the Inflation Reduction Act. You know, as you know, that is, you know, a real, those will be a lot of funds that will be coming out to local communities. We want those dollars to actually reach the citizens of the state so they all can benefit. We'll be working with the state. They're leading the Climate Pollution Reduction Program, grant program. And there will be some more planning related to that towards the end of the summer and early fall. And then from out of that will come implementation grants that communities can apply to. So we really, really want local government needs and priorities to be represented in that plan. So those benefits, like I said, can get back to the state and the citizens.
Allison, what can the state and federal governments do to be most helpful? Obviously, the first thing I think everybody thinks of is, you know, that this is a budget, this is a money thing. But beyond the funding, whether it is providing incentives versus setting standards versus, and I hate to bring this up, but providing disincentives. We're actually seeing that now from the legislature and certainly talk in Congress about, you know, forbidding local governments to do X, Y, or Z because heaven forbid it might reduce, you know, their carbon footprint. What in your mind are the things that the state and federal governments can do to be most helpful to local units that want to take on climate initiatives?
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, for me, it kind of boils down to a few different, you know, key areas. So the first is, you know, increased funding, you know, for energy efficiency, for clean energy and climate projects. Basically, we need more resources on this. The Inflation Reduction Act, of course, is a very, very important kind of, you know, life-changing resource for communities. We also need smart policies and regulations that give local governments more clean energy and climate choices that will work for them and their unique communities. You know, even in Wisconsin, as we know, each community is a little different. So just opening up those opportunities and breaking down the barriers so they have a path available to them. And then also more tools and resources for local governments in meeting the challenges that they are facing. You know, an example of this might be increasing data sharing and emissions tracking so local governments can better understand, you know, where they need improvement and to set goals and, you know, identifying different model resolutions that might help them contribute to those emissions reductions and other support and funding.
When I see that you deal with things like fuel switching and demand response, I think most people think of something that's almost punitive, like if the power company needs to switch or if they need to, you know, cut my power for a while on a high demand day. And it's something that, you know, does save energy, but it impacts them. Do you foresee this turning around where at the household or the business level, they can do something in either the fuel switching or demand response or something that, you know, increases their efficiency as they want to do it, not as a utility directs them to?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and in Wisconsin, we have a really great resource, a program called Focus on Energy. It's a statewide program that's offered in the state. And there will be federal dollars, Inflation Reduction Act dollars flowing through that soon as well, that will even open up more resources on things like heat pumps and things like that. And Focus on Energy also has a lot of technical resources too. So if you're a customer or a business that is looking for a place to start, that is a really excellent place to do it.
If somebody is listening right now and they're thinking, I would love to have my community involved in this. My community is not involved in this, but I would really love to have my community to get involved in this. You know, what should people know and how can they connect with the coalition and how could somebody get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so if you go to our website, WLGCC.org, we have a section on, you know, how do you join? What does it mean to be a member? So that's a great resource. I am also happy to meet with communities on a one-on-one basis and kind of go over what it means, what the values of membership are. You know, what a community generally will do is they will pass a resolution through their common council or governing board and get that approved, basically saying, you know, we're joining WLGCC. You know, they have these values. They align. Here are some of our climate action goals that we have. And then basically assign a staff person to it that can attend our meetings and is able to weigh in and help partner with us on our work. So it's a pretty simple process. There's no cost to joining. We would love to increase the number of members across the state. That would be wonderful.
Allison Carlson is the new first executive director for the Wisconsin Local Government Climate Coalition. Allison, thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And Melissa Baldoff, we have really kicked things off on just the right note for a regular climate check. Thanks so much for bringing Allison to our attention, and we'll talk more about related issues in the weeks to come.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Melissa Kay from Locally Grown Radio will be here, and we are going to give away 4 tickets to Friday night's Brewers game at American Family Field. So stick around for that. Coming up in just a bit, you're up north.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Bunk Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bunk Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bunk Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bunk Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Baseball and hot dogs, they go together like front porches and rocking chairs. And with Village Hearth Buns, you don't have to go to your local ballpark to enjoy a really good hot dog. Just grill up a package of quality Franks and serve with your favorite toppings on a Village Hearth Bun. They're the same delicious buns served at baseball stadiums throughout the Midwest. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Interstates, this is the Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Oh, God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run.
Bob Dylan's birthday is 82 years old today.
Wow.
Well, Abe said, well, you want this killing?
Highway 61, reminiscent of where Bob Dylan was born in Duluth, Minnesota, raised in Hibbing, Minnesota, and again, 82 years old today. Melissa Kay from Locally Grown Radio is here as well. Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, I'm good.
Good, good.
Were you on? I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Really? Yeah, I don't know that I did as a younger person, but then heard it more later on. And of course, I grew up right off of Highway 61, you know, over in the St. Paul area, and I heard that. It kind of strikes a chord. Where are you on the spectrum of Bob Dylan? Fan, not a fan, like him, don't like him. He's there.
He's okay. He's there. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Say, I know what. I'm sure I know a lot of his songs, but I couldn't tell you any.
Oh, yeah. There would be somebody we'd go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was
yeah.
him? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that.
He's been all over the place. He's 82. Yeah. Now, here's somebody I did not think was going to make it to 85. Happy birthday to Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong. Who knew? But between him and what's his face? From the Rolling Stones, Keith Richards. It's like apparently living hard can lead to longer living. Who knew?
This works for some people.
Yeah. Patti LaBelle is 79 today. And the thing that I think is most amazing is we were talking, Aaron, last week about the Jimmy Fallon show, That's My Jam. And I'm pretty sure I mentioned at the time, Patti LaBelle still hitting every note at age 79. Oh, my goodness. Just amazing talent there.
Awesome.
Priscilla Presley is 78 years old today.
78.
Yeah, you always just think of her as practically a child bride, if you will. Roseanne Cash, 68 years old today. So Johnny Cash first became a parent with his first wife 68 years ago today. Hmm. On this day in 1967, he has since passed away, but rapper Heavy D was born in Jamaica. Heavy D was, the D stands for Dwight Myers. He was born in Mandeville, Jamaica. Passed away in 2011 from a pulmonary embolism caused by a blood clot in his leg, most likely formed during a long plane ride from the United Kingdom. Got to watch out for those plane rides, man. Keep those legs moving, you know?
No kidding.
And by the way, some folks may not know that this is a remake. That Now That We Found Love was originally done by the OJs in 1973.
Really?
It is not nearly, and I love the OJs, but their version's not nearly as good as, you know, what Heavy D and the boys did. The number one song on this day in 1969 from the Beatles was Get Back, featuring piano from Billy Preston.
Get back to where you once belonged.
While Billy Preston plays, we'll mention that on this day in 1935, the first night game in Major League Baseball history was played. Want to take a guess what city had the first ever night game, Melissa?
Chicago?
That would have been my guess, too. It was Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1 on this night in 1935. The number one song this day in 1975, Earth, Wind, and Fire with Shining Star. I dare anybody to listen to this intro and you not move your hands, you know, at the right time, right here. Yeah, just kind of get a jazz hands thing going there. All right, so we've had all this nice classic rock. We've talked about, you know, some you know, well-known artists. But, you know, Melissa, sometimes you got to take the good with the bad. And on this day in 1997, for better or for worse, the number one song was the debut single by some kids named Hanson. Go on. Tell me, this was like your favorite song back then growing up.
No, it wasn't. Okay. But I do recognize it.
Yep. And by the way, now that was the number one single this day in 1997. The number one album this day in 1997 was also a debut act by some nice young ladies in the UK.
Giving you everything, all that joy can bring, this I swear, I'll give you everything.
Yeah, the Spice Girls, with the release of Spice, they became the first British act to debut at number one on the album chart. Something the Beatles never did. Had all the singles, but they never had an album debut at number one. Of course, now in this era of you know, mass sales, it's a lot easier to do. But
or I think they did have albums debut at number one in the U.S., but this was their first album. And the Beatles' first album did not debut at number one in the U.S.
Oh, you're talking about a debut album hitting number one. Got it. Thank you for clarifying that. And once again, we turn back to Melissa to tell us that she knows the words to every Spice Girls song.
And I know a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was more into SWV than the Spice Girls.
Oh, listen to you. Just when I think that you always say, oh, we didn't have a radio or TV growing up. You know, we just churned our own butter. And then you hit me with SWV. Wow.
I do know most of the words to Black Puddin'.
Okay. Wow. This is stunning. On this day in 2006, Taylor Hicks beat out Catherine McPhee to win season 5 of American Idol. Catherine McPhee, she's been in a couple of TV shows, and I've liked her acting chops, and she can clearly sing too, but I was not a regular American Idol watcher back then, shall we say. So what's happening at locally grown radio, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids these days, Melissa?
Oh, well, we have exciting changes coming. Mm-hmm. Like most of the stations throughout Civic Media, our programming is changing up. So we're actually moving to a morning show on our country station, WIRI, from 7 to 8. And then we'll have our normal morning show on WFHR from 8 to 10. And our morning magazine segment is moving to the afternoon at, like, I think 3.
Wow.
I'll say 3.
All right. You got to keep up.
It's going to be mid-morning magazine or midday magazine. That's what it is. Midday magazine.
I don't doubt for a minute that if you go to civicmedia.us, you will see how the shows shape up. All right. Yeah. During the news break here, Aaron is going to be very busy taking phone calls. He's going to ask the question now during the news break. We'll let, you know, call in at 844-967-2789. Aaron, what's her question for 4 tickets for Friday night's Brewers game?
Well, a very important birthday in music history is coming up just over 2 weeks here on June 9th. And we'll talk about him in more detail then, but this Waukesha-born musician was the only person to be inducted into both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the National Inventors Hall of Fame. Who was the inventor of the solid body electric guitar?
All right. Anybody in and around Waukesha, you have no excuse not for calling in and knowing this answer, being the first one to say and snagging four tickets to the Brewers game Friday night. Melissa, thanks for playing along with us. Good luck with all the schedule changes and have a great day.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad
Council. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.